In the holy name of Jesus, amen. We are all dying. That's the message of all the ashes and the signs of the cross this day. One day those words will be spoken over your dead body, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, as your body is lowered into the ground from which it was made. But you were not made to die, of course. Death is not natural. Death is not natural. Death is the result of sin and all the brokenness that it brings. Adam and Eve brought death into the world through their rebellion against God. And they passed that sin, that death, that rebellion onto their children, onto you. We see the fruits of this sin crystal clear tonight as their first children go at it. Cain murdering his brother Abel. Now, any death is sad and tragic. We are quite used to death coming for us because of disease or because of old age or even through accidents and other mishaps. But when one human being takes the life of another intentionally, this is particularly evil. This evil rage is often directed against God, even, and against his people. Now, when Cain's offering was rejected, he should have simply repented, I should say. Again, when his offering was rejected, he should have simply repented. Should have recognized that he had not given the Lord his first and his best. Should have seen the selfishness in his heart that caused him to do such a thing and simply confessed. He should have turned around and given God a better and a more fitting offering. But instead of repenting, Cain got angry. God warned him specifically not to let his anger get the best of him, to control his desires, and to do good instead of evil. But Cain did not listen. Instead of repenting, he rebelled and lashed out in anger against God, namely against God's chosen one. And so Abel became the first person to die. His innocent blood was shed at the hands of his own brother. But note, this was all in the context of the divine service. God serving his children, Abel and Cain. Abel's death then makes him the first martyr, the first person to die for his faith. He died not through illness, not through old age, but he was killed because of who he was, as God's favored one. Now, Abel was not the last, of course. What we're going to consider this Lenten season is looking at the martyrs of the Bible, those who gave their life in love and service to their Lord. We will hear the stories of the prophets of the Old Testament and the apostles of the New, who were faithful unto death and so have received the crown of life. But the stories of the martyrs don't end there, of course. In every time and in every place, the people of God have suffered and have died at the hands of God's enemies, even to this day. There's more martyrs for the Christian faith in the last 100 years than ever before in the history of the world. These stories of the martyrs are meant to inspire us, but also encourage us to remain faithful, regardless of the cost. They were ordinary men and women, just like us. And we all must be ready to face the anger and the attacks of God's enemies and those who would rebel against God's word. When we see them standing up in the face of violent opposition, these martyrs, they give us courage to stand with them and with our Lord, even if it means that we too, like them, must suffer. The word martyr is from the Greek word that means witness. And the actions of the martyrs then bear witness to their faith and their trust in God. Now, we actually don't know much about this first martyr, Abel. He never speaks a single word in the entirety of Scripture. But his actions speak, and they bear witness to us. He gave to the Lord his first and his best. He sacrificed the firstborn lambs and the fat portions of his flock to the Lord. When we love someone, we give them our best. When we trust someone, we give them our all. And the Lord saw Abel's offering and saw right into his heart. And he received his gift gratefully. Abel's offering points forward to our Lord's own offering of his first and his best, Jesus Christ, the very Lamb of God given on the altar of the cross. Just like Abel, Jesus was struck down by his brothers, his fellow sons of Adam. Like Cain, they were rejected by the Lord for their selfishness and greed and took out their anger on his chosen one. But Jesus' death served a greater purpose than that death of Abel. Abel's blood pleads for vengeance, for retribution for the evil done against him. And Cain was punished for his evil deed. But Jesus' blood cries out for forgiveness, for pardon, even for those who crucified him, who nailed him to that cross. And that is good news for all of us. Jesus is your brother, and yet you are also responsible for his death. Because Jesus bore the sins of the whole world, the sin of Adam and Eve, sin of Cain, my sin, and your sin. Jesus' death bears witness to the love that God has for all of us. Even his breath brings not punishment, but pardon. In a few moments, we're going to gather around this altar and drink the blood of Jesus. We do not drink the blood of Abel or of any mortal man, because that would do no good for us. The only blood that will do us any good is the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, shed for your forgiveness. Jesus died that day knowing that life would follow after death, knowing that 3 days later he would rise in triumph over his enemies. After 3 days, he would rise in triumph over his enemies. And it's that hope, that same hope of the resurrection, that have led the martyrs in every age to lay down their lives in following Jesus. Because we know that if we die with him, we will also most certainly rise with him. We know that even though our enemies may triumph here for a day or for a week, in the end, the Lord will claim victory over them all. And yes, one day, those words will be spoken over your body, earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But if you've been to one of our funeral services, a committal, then you know the pastor continues on with these words. In the sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, who will change our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subdue all things to himself. Thanks be to Jesus in his holy name. Amen.